يفعلان ذلك إلا لله. The only reason for doing this here is to please Allah. لم يتفرقا حتى يغفر لهما. The Prophet of Allah says, you barely separate, all your sins are forgiven. So entering your house with a warm smile. Hakim in Kanzul Ummal narrates the hadith. Amra radiallahu anha said, I came to Aisha radiallahu anha. And I said, tell me, what was the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam إِذَا خَلَى مَعَ نِسَائِهِ when he met with his spouses. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, كَالرَّجُلِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ he was like a man, like a husband from amongst your husbands and your partners. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ أَكْرَمُ النَّاسِ وَأَلْيَنَ النَّاسِ however, when I say he was like you, I mean he was ordinary. He did not come in with a professional image of a prophet. But I must add by saying that he was the noblest of the people. Dhahakan bassama. Whenever he came with me since I married, he was smiling and he was cheerful. Now I know, and many of my sisters will bear me out on this here, and maybe I and my wife will tell me the same thing. Many of us enter outside the house, we ever smiling. And in the house, never smiling. Outside the house, ever smiling, and inside the house, never smiling. Again, look at the quotation of Ibn Abi Dunya makes mention in his kitab, Istina'ul Ma'roof. On the authority of Ja'far ibn Muhammad an Abihi an Jaddihi Mursalan. What does he say? When a person meets another Muslim, husband meeting a wife meeting a husband, and he greets with joy, transmitting happiness. Ma adkhala rajulun ala mu'minin sururan. He brings joy to his wife or to anyone. إِلَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ السُّرُورِ مَلَكًا Allah Ta'ala gives that joy the form of an angel. So you came home, you greeted your wife with a smile. Now typically we walk in the house with the phone and the bag, see what's in the car, bring this here, see that. So what happened? This critical moment is lost. The critical moment is lost. Off your call, drop your other stuff, walk in with a smile and a greeting. Allah creates out of that joy the shape of an angel. Allah gives it the appearance of an angel. And Allah designates that angel to now worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This angel now worships Allah. فَإِذَا أَتَى الْعَبْدُ فِي قَبْرِهِ When this man is lowered into the grave, the joy that he brought to his wife in the form of an angel comes to him. And tells him, تَعْرِفُنِي Do you know me? Not joy to a strange woman. Then the devil will come in your grave, my brother. تَعْرِفُنِي Do you know me? He says, no, I don't know you. أَنَا السُّرُورُ الَّذِي أَدْخَلْتَ عَلَى فُلَانِ I am the joy that you brought to your wife daily. أنا اليوم أونس وحشتك وألقنك حجتك وأثبتك بالقول الثابت وأشهدك مشاهد يوم القيامة وأتشفع لك إلى ربك. I am the joy you brought. Listen to what I have to offer. Today I remove your loneliness. Today I walk you through the trials. I make you stand the severity of the day of Qiyamah. I intercede before your Lord and I hold your hands and put you in paradise. One salam, one smile. In Tanweer al-Adhan, in the footnotes, I came across this quotation. Malik bin Dinar is walking. You know, these were great people. They learned from everything. He's seen a little young child playing. So he took a step forward. Then he said, should I greet this boy? But then he's a child, he's playing. Then something, you know, taunted him and something, you know, gave him this consciousness. كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يُسَلِّمُ عَلَى الصِّغَارِ You know what? The Prophet of Allah used to greet children also, so I don't think it's right for me to pass by without greeting this boy. Now we have been taught, you know, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you greet first, that's a declaration you're free from pride. That's a declaration that you are free from pride. So don't wait to be greeted, be the first to greet. Anyway, he took two steps and then he said, no, let me greet the boy. So I came back. I said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How are you, my young boy? So this boy was no ordinary child, you know. He was a very learned, respected, intellectual child. He said, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah ya Malik. Same to you, may the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon you, O Malik. Malik says, when the way he answered, I realized this boy's got some talent. I said, let me engage the boy. We'll test the boy, how good is he, you know, on politics, on score, on sports. He's a sharp lighty. Who's playing today? Who won? Oh, lighty's up. He didn't try that way. He said, let me try the boy out. He said, مَا الْفَرْقُ بَيْنَ الْعَقْلِ وَالنَّفْسِ Let me tell you, you're playing. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between the human ego and the human intellect? He said, نَفْسُكَ الَّتِي مَنَعَتْكَ عَنِ السَّلَامِ وَعَقْلُكَ الَّذِي حَرَّذَكَ عَلَيْهِ The ego is that which prevented you from greeting me and the intellect is that which exhorted you to